This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. We started this hour talking about setbacks recently in Iraq that were very unfortunate to some soldiers that we spoke about. War pulls all of society into its consequences, but only a relative few into its actual combat. This past weekend, a new film about a particular episode of combat in the war in Afghanistan went into wide release, Lone Survivor, starring Mark Wahlberg. It tells the story of four members of a Navy SEAL team that was ambushed in a mission to capture or kill a Taliban leader.
Danny, your radio working?
It's feeling like a cursed op.
Not a cursed op. No curses. It's just Afghanistan, that's all.
War movies have always been a place where writers and directors can explore the common ground that Americans have, where they come together. The more than $38 million domestic gross on the first wide weekend of Lone Survivor maybe represent a dual yearning to revisit combat experiences by those who have served in Afghanistan, and possibly to understand better what has happened in Afghanistan by those who have not served. Are war movies fulfilling this kind of function? Maybe it's just that people want to see stuff blow up. Of course, there are many opportunities to do that without going to war movies. Robert McKee is an award-winning author and lecturer on the art of story on film. He joins us from Connecticut. Robert, welcome.
Thank you, John.
War movies represent a special and quite large genre in American history, but I'm wondering how war movies have been a gauge of America's engagement with wars like Vietnam, the Korean War, the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, 9/11, really in the last 20, 30, 40 years.
When you look at the history of war movies, there's two very distinct patterns. War movies began back in the silent era, of course, and in the silent era, the stories were told about officers, often very high, but sometimes combat officers, and the battle lines were very distinct. It was us on this side, the enemy on the other. But as war movies evolved through the Depression and into World War II, storytellers of war started to go down the ranks. And in World War II, it became stories about sergeants and about corporals. But the battle lines were still pretty distinct until the Korean War, when the motif was surrounded. I'm sure as a reflection of the sense that America was surrounded by communism. And then it became not just sergeants and privates, but the brig. Films like The Dirty Dozen. The soldiers became criminals, and we went into the brig for the really best soldiers because they were by nature criminal. Until today, it's a blur. The characters are often criminal by nature. If they're not criminal, they're psychotic.
Or pushed to be so. Let me fast forward to Vietnam for a moment, play you two clips, and let you talk about the spectrum that they represent. The first clip is Apocalypse Now, Francis Ford Coppola, a critical movie about Vietnam. The second is Platoon, written and directed by Oliver Stone. Apocalypse Now did reasonably well at the box office, but Platoon did hugely well at the box office. We're going to play these two clips and then have you talk about them.
It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means. It's impossible through words to describe what is necessary to those who do not know what horror means.
It's scary because nobody tells me how to do anything because I'm new. Nobody cares about the new guys. They don't even want to know your name. The unwritten rule is a new guy's life isn't worth as much because he hasn't put his time in yet. And they say if you're going to get killed in the Nam, it's better to get it in the first few weeks. The logic being you don't suffer that much.
Apocalypse Now seemed to describe Vietnam as a kind of hopeless failure. Platoon really bonded with the soldiers almost in the same way as the Vietnam Vet Memorial did. What do you think?
No, I wouldn't interpret it that way, John. Apocalypse Now was about insanity. Kurtz, the character we just heard talking, Marlon Brando's character, has clearly lost his mind. And in Platoon, you have an evil sergeant and a good sergeant, sort of surrogate fathers for the private, and he doesn't know how to choose between them. And they are utterly surrounded in Vietnam. There is no sense of a battle line. You don't know where the enemy is. And it, too, is a kind of madness in which you have to make some kind of moral decision, but the morality is blurred utterly. And so, no, I wouldn't take any hope from Platoon. That film was just, to me, another example of the war as an act of either crime or insanity.
What do you think of the movies Black Hawk Down and Hurt Locker? Both try to create a hyper-realism for being in combat. Combat in the case of Black Hawk Down, which is about Somalia, and Hurt Locker, of course, the hyper-realism of being near an IED. What do you make of those two films?
Well, the filmmaking in all of those is superb. The filmmaking of Lone Survivor, again, is superb. The filmmaking's wonderful. But the story content, Black Hawk Down is about military incompetence, where they commit an act, a battle that they're not prepared for, and the Americans are almost all destroyed. And Hurt Locker, the guy, also goes crazy. The adrenaline rush of war is so powerful for him that when he comes home from war, he can't be home. He has to go back into the violence of war, or he's not a happy guy. And that, of course, is not a rational. And so I would argue that what Hollywood has been doing over the last 100 years is sending war as a subject down and down to the depths of criminality and insanity, and characters are becoming less and less stable. Until, I must say, Lone Survivor is a good film. It's not a patriotic film, but it is a film about loyalty. And what has been replaced in the American war ethos is not a sense of fighting for America, but fighting for your buddies. Mm. And so the four guys in Lone Survivor, their commitment to each other is very heroic, very moving. And the loss of the three out of the four of them is very tragic. And so the sense of the only real value is friendship.
And, you know, that's a theme that comes out of Saving Private Ryan, ultimately, that
yes.
the goal of the war is less important than the bonding of the individual soldiers. Robert McKee, thanks so much. Robert McKee is an award-winning author and lecturer on the art of film. He's done extensive research on the depiction of war in the movies. We'd love to know what you think about all of that, war movies that you think either create an important image of war or something that you disagreed with, 877-8-MY-TAKE, or post a comment to thetakeaway.org. We also want you to get an early jump on our conversations. You can be a part of our listener response network. You sign up for a text to get one a day. We ask you a question featured on the next day's program so your voice becomes part of the on-air conversation. Get started by texting the word START to 69866. That's START, 69866. It's Monday morning. We got a whole week ahead of us, folks. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Huckenberry. This is The Takeaway.